Today we're talking about the servant master. And as we are looking at the weeks leading up to Easter, it's not that far away. We look at the life of Christ and what Jesus did leading up to the cross and how significant those things were. The story that we're looking at today is a story that kind of boggles the mind. The question is, why in the world would Jesus do something like what he does in this story? And so we want to look at it a little more closely and ask that question, why did Jesus become the servant master in this situation? And hopefully see how that relates to our lives as well and what Jesus wanted us to know, even from his example. But I thought the best way to look at this was just to read the story itself. It comes from the Gospel of John chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. So let's look at it. It says, it was just before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Now, what is Jesus really trying to teach us through this ministry of foot washing? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like to touch other people's feet. So for Jesus to go around touching his disciples' feet, I mean, this was during a day and age when they wore sandals, and so everywhere they went, they were picking up dirt and dust from the town, from the countryside. And Jesus humbled himself. He went to his disciples' feet with a basin of water, and he washed his disciples' dirty feet. What was Jesus trying to teach us and teach them through this? First of all, we need to understand who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? In fact, the Bible says he's the only begotten Son of the living God. Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ. This was even revealed to Simon Peter when Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the one we've been waiting for." And Jesus even mentioned that he was their master, their Lord, their teacher. And they knew that full well. Even John the Baptist said to his disciples when Jesus walked by, "Behold, the great Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is who Jesus was. This is who Jesus is. The great Son of the living God. But who is it who washes feet? It is slaves, servants, the lowest in societal standings. These are the ones who would stoop to the feet of their masters and wash their feet. Once a master came in from a long day, their servants would go directly to the feet of their master, take off their sandals, and wash their feet. So why in the world would Jesus allow himself to be placed in a position that by all human and societal standings placed him, God, subordinate servant's role to his very own creation? Doesn't that boggle the mind? To think that Jesus, who was there when all things were created for him, through him, and by him, he created everything and everyone, and there he was at the feet of his creation, taking a servant's role. Jesus asked, "Do you understand what I have done for you?" Did they understand at that time what Jesus was doing? They didn't have a clue. In fact, they must have been scratching their heads thinking, "Okay, Jesus, I see what you're doing and I appreciate you washing my feet, but you are my Lord, you are my master, you are my teacher. What are you trying to teach us in this moment? Do we now understand what Jesus was trying to do in that moment?" Well, if we don't, hopefully we will know within the next few minutes. He said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." Now, Jesus knows who he is, right? Jesus knows that he is their teacher and their Lord and their master. Jesus knows that his disciples know who he is, because he's been with them for 3 years and they've confessed him as Lord. The question is, will they now allow Jesus to teach them who they are? You know me, you know I'm your Savior and Lord, but through this example, will you begin to understand who I'm calling you to be? That's what this illustration was all about. It goes on to say, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." That was the message that Jesus was trying to say. But does Jesus really want us going around washing people's feet? Boy, I certainly hope not. But wait a minute. What if he really does mean that? What if he really does? You know, there's some churches, I've seen them have foot washing services. By the way, I'm probably not going to call one of those services. But I really do respect those who have called those, where they actually call the people down and the staff members wash the feet of their congregation. But is that really what God wants, what Christ wants? Maybe it is. But maybe there's something deeper that's going on here as well. Maybe this story, maybe this illustration, this visual that Christ is giving to his very own disciples, maybe there's a metaphor here that he wants to extend in a greater manner. And I believe that's exactly what Jesus wants to do. I saw this meme on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was worth sharing today. It says, "Be humble and never think you are better than anyone else." And underneath that is the passage where they got that from. It's Genesis 3:19, which literally says this: "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Boy, that's pretty humble, isn't it? To know that God created us from the dust of the earth, and one day our bodies are going to return back to the dust of the earth. The question is, what are we going to do in between those times? From the time we were formed in our mother's womb and created into this world, what are we going to do from that moment until we return back to the dust? Well, we better be humble people, huh? Never think we are more than we ought to. You know, we just recently celebrated or went through Ash Wednesday service. Some of you were here and you received the ashes upon your forehead in the form of a cross. That was a reminder to stay humble, that from dust we came and to dust we will return. It's a very humble thing to think. But we need to remember that we should never think more of ourselves. And that was one of the points that Jesus was trying to make. If I'm your teacher, your Lord, your master, your God, and I can humble myself to the point of washing your feet, then what does that mean for you? What exactly did Jesus do in that moment when he washed their feet? He did more than just wash their feet, didn't he? No, he set us an example that we should follow. It wasn't just what Jesus did, but it was what he wanted his followers to do in response. Jesus said, I have set you that you should do as I have done for you. It's the metaphor. Whether you physically take somebody's shoes off and wash their feet. By the way, if you did that, people would probably look at you really weird. But it's the metaphor. In what way does he want us to serve others? In what ways does he want us to humble ourselves? You know, there's been a lot of chaos going on in the stores lately, haven't there? People have been accused of hoarding food and toilet paper, of all things. And in that process, we think about, well, what about those who may need it that don't have it available? What about someone who may need some supplies and they're not available there anymore? Times like these reveal our true character, don't they? We need to be aware of those around us, not thinking about, okay, how much can I get for myself, but how can I look out for my neighbor? How can I look out for that elderly person that lives down the road from me to make sure that he or she is doing okay during this time of crisis? Maybe they can't get out to get their medicine. Maybe I need to go and see if I can get the medicine for them. Whatever the case may be, how does God want us to humble ourselves like he did and wash people's feet metaphorically, whatever that may mean, to look out for our neighbor even more than we look out for ourselves, or at least as much as we look out for ourselves? It's not us looking out for a number one, but it's looking out for one another. If everybody did that, what a wonderful world this would be. Amen? Jesus set us an example that we should follow, that if Jesus could wash feet, then where does that leave us? So the question is, what has Jesus ever done for you? Some people complain because they think that God has never done anything for them. If you've noticed the sign out here in front, it's a scripture that we've used in here for a benediction before. Who has ever given to God that God should ever repay him? You know, we've never done anything for God that we deserve a single thing from God. But guess what? He's given us everything. I said he's given us everything. Amen? Jesus Christ humbled himself to the point where he was willing to go to the cross to take your sin and my sin upon himself. The Bible says that Jesus became our sin so that we who are full of sin might become the righteousness of God. Jesus gave us everything in his humility. And if that is the example that Christ has set for us, then how do we humble ourselves? How do we sacrifice ourselves? How do we put ourselves at the feet of others and serve them so that their needs are met, especially during such times of uncertainty? Jesus said, very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. He says, look, you're not greater than me. I'm your master. You serve me. You know that. I know that. But if I have lowered myself and humbled myself to this point, where does that put you? Jesus was their master, and he allowed himself to become their servant. And if the master willfully chooses to serve the servant, what role should the Lord's servant now take? It's an important question to think about, isn't it? Well, Jesus is up here. And if Jesus is up here, then we have to be down here somewhere, right? But what happens when Jesus places himself down here? Even if we were here before, we still have to go lower than him to see the example that he set so that we can follow his example, follow in his footsteps. That's what it means to love others more than you love yourself. to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Because when it comes to times like this, you know, times like this have shown us how easy it is for something to happen. Our infrastructure could fall apart in a moment, and we could all be in desperate need. The question is, how would we look out for one another in that process? Romans 12:3 says, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." You know, when you see that last roll of toilet paper, to not think that you deserve it more than anyone else, but to realize maybe there's someone else that needs it worse than us. Let that be our first thought. Not what we can get for ourselves, but what we can do for others in the process. Jesus said, "Now that you know these things," it's too late, you already know it. "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." The only way that we can be blessed in this life is if we follow the example of Christ. If we will, it may not be easy and it may not be simple, but we will be blessed. Amen? So what did Jesus want us to understand through this? How is it that Jesus wanted to follow His example through all this? Jesus said, "Do you want to know what it means to serve me? Then you have to humble yourself. You want to know what it means to be my disciple? Then you have to go even lower than what I have gone. And you must serve one another. You must love one another. You must care for my sheep. You must feed my sheep." Even as we talked about last week with Peter, "Look after my little lambs." And if we will do this, we will all be blessed. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you'll be with us in these days to come. These days of uncertainty, days that we're not even sure what might happen. But Father, even as we've talked about, it would be easy to fall into the state of fear and panic. But we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid of what might come, because we know that you are with us. You've promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, if everyone will just realize that we're all in this together, if we will look out for our neighbor, even as we look out for ourselves, if we'll hold one another up higher than we even hold ourselves, if we all will do that, then what a great world this will be. Father, it's times like this that show our true character. What kind of people are we going to be? And Lord, as you have set an example of humility, as you have set an example of servanthood, help us, Lord, to follow in those footsteps. And may we realize that you've called us to humble ourselves and to love even as you have loved us. We pray and ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.